Mexico has done a good job of increasing enrollment rates across all levels of schooling in recent years. At this point, 9 out of 10 children complete primary school, and 9 out of 10 complete the first years of secondary schooling. Preschool enrollments have gone from only 40% in 1991 to almost 80% in 2009. There have also been enormous strides in reducing gender inequality in schooling. On the other hand, Mexico faces a number of challenges in education. Enrollment rates of teenagers between the ages of 15 and 19 is only about 50%, as opposed to an average of 82% in the OECD. There is also a lot of repetition, as almost 40% of primary school students are unable to finish in the usual 6 years' time. 1/3 of all students have to repeat a grade in either elementary or lower secondary school. There are also serious concerns about quality of education and how much students are actually learning. Education can be crucial for raising skill levels and wages, reducing overall inequality, increasing innovation and creativity, and even changing people's preferences about democracy and civic participation. If Mexico wants to compete on the global stage, it needs to get serious about education reform. The World Economic Forum ranked 144 countries according to their global competitiveness in 2012 and 2013. Mexico ranked relatively well on primary school enrollment, coming in at 29 out of the 144. It didn't do quite as well on secondary enrollment, and it scored much worse on quality measures. The overall quality of education in Mexico is ranked 101, while primary schooling in math and science scored even more poorly at 118 and 124, respectively. It's difficult to measure educational quality, and it's especially problematic to compare quality across countries. One of the few measures that we have is the PISA exams. PISA stands for the Program for International Student Assessment, and it is an exam administered to 15-year-olds across a wide number of countries. The test measures students' reading, math, and science skills. This figure illustrates the differences in math literacy in Mexico and Shanghai in 2009. About 1/2 of the students from Mexico scored in the lowest levels of the test, meaning that they cannot, quote, carry out routine procedures according to direct instructions in explicit situations. Less than 6% of Mexican students scored in the top 3 levels of the exam. In contrast, 70% of the Shanghai students scored in the top 3 levels, and almost none in the lowest levels. Only 0.29% of the Mexican group was rated to be in the, quote, advanced math level, compared to 18.2% in Korea and 6.5% in the U.S. Mexico's scores are still above the Latin American average, and there are less students scoring in the lowest levels of math. On the other hand, reading and science scores have stayed pretty constant in Mexico, while Chile and Brazil have brought up their reading scores, and Brazil and Colombia have improved in science. While Mexico graduates many engineers, there are questions as to how well trained they are. Interviews with industry leaders note that graduating engineering students lack the necessary technical skills, in part because of limited lab equipment, and also soft skills, such as, quote, communication skills, ability to work independently, interpersonal skills, and knowledge of English. There are also doubts as to whether technical institutes in the country are doing a good job training people for the workforce. Very few students graduate from these types of schools, and it is believed that the quality of these institutes is relatively low. Overall, the country does not have a lot of universities of top caliber. Only a large public university, called UNAM, short for Universidad Nacional Autónoma de México, ranks in the top 500 of universities in the world, according to the 2010 Shanghai Academic Ranking. And even then, it is in the 151 to 200 ranking. There are good universities that are highly specialized, such as ITAM and CIDE in Mexico City, and Monterrey Tech up north, and these aren't usually typically included in such rankings. But for the most part, Mexico does not have a wide choice of high-quality universities. Another way to measure educational quality is to look at research and development, as well as innovation proxies, such as the number of patents awarded. A recent paper notes that, quote, Mexico's scientific output is weak and largely takes place outside of universities. More specifically, in 2009, only 8% of the inventions registered in the country came from universities, while the majority came from individual inventors or private corporations. An analysis of Mexico's system of promoting development and innovation, called CONACYT, argues that it falls short of its goals of creating strong links between universities and the private sector. As for patents, Mexico was only awarded 330 worldwide patents in 2009. Normalized by population size, this works out to about 3 patents per million people. While this is higher than most other Latin American countries, Brazil, for instance, only had 1.5, Argentina 2, and Peru 0.5, ranks poorly next to highly innovative countries like Hong Kong, which receives 73 patents per million population. Besides educational quality, the dropout rate is also concerning. As you can see from this figure, most of the students who complete lower secondary school do go on to attend upper secondary school, which would be approximately 10th through 12th grade. However, about half of those students do not end up graduating from high school. Mexico fares poorly among its neighbors in secondary school dropout rates. In Chile and Peru, about 70% of high school students graduate, while more than 60% do in Colombia. These dropouts are damaging in two ways. First, they contribute to a phenomenon in Mexico called the Nini Youth, N-I-N-I, a term which stands for Ni Estudian Ni Trabajan, or in English, young people that neither work nor go to school. This group is less likely to do well in the job market and more likely to seek employment in the informal sector. Second, it'll be hard for Mexico to move from a maquiladora low-wage economy to an innovative advanced one without a skilled workforce. Enrollment rates in tertiary schooling is lower than the Latin American average and much less than richer countries like the U.S. Mexico needs more students to graduate from high school and university to be able to make this change. All of the information in this video, including the figures, the quotes, and the graphs, come from Jeffrey Puryear's Lucrecia Santibáñez and Alexandra Solano's Education in Mexico. It's a chapter out of a new book called A New Vision for Mexico 2042, Achieving Prosperity for All, and I highly recommend it. It's an excellent analysis of the educational problems that Mexico faces.